T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When was the last time someone asked you anything about small chickens?
Me? It was before we took the break.
Right,
that's
okay.
When I was asked.
And you have the answer, I think.
Yeah, well, Will Sawyer has the answer. He's the lead animal protein economist for CoBank. And there's a chicken sandwich war, right? Chick-fil-A versus Popeyes, and Popeyes ran out, and everyone was tweeting about it. And I guess there's this problem, Will, correct me here, but I think we're on the case, is that there's not enough small chickens out there. Why do we have a small chicken shortage?
Yeah, no, you definitely have it right. We're looking at a market today where, you know, when we say small chickens, maybe it's good for us to be a little specific. We're talking a bird that's smaller than 4.25 pounds. And I know that may not sound very small, but in the chicken business, that is pretty small. Those birds account for less than 20% of the chickens we produce today. So on average, we're looking at chickens over 6 pounds. And these birds do focus on that fast food channel, so it kind of makes sense that with such short supplies and big consumer demand, we have issues from time to time.
Well, what's wrong with the bigger chickens?
There's nothing wrong with them, that's for sure. They do very well in certain food service channels, but you know, every bird has its own home, right? And these larger birds,
like
8 pound, 9 pound birds, they have a good home because, you know, they are very white meat focused on breast meat and tenders that, you know, can cut and slice for all different kinds of channels. But when it comes to chicken sandwiches, that bird that's 4.25 pounds and smaller, that's the right one for those sandwiches. And as we know, the more consumers want chicken sandwiches, the more demand we've seen in the chicken business for them.
So they fit better on a bun, basically.
It's all about, you know, between the buns is really where fast food does really well. We've seen Chick-fil-A do amazingly. I'm in the live in Atlanta, so Chick-fil-A is near and dear to us. And I know in the L.A. market, Chick-fil-A does really well as well.
So if I'm like a little chicken, I really want to be a big one to avoid this.
That's one way of looking at it. I don't know if many of these chickens have that option. But the chicken industry has really grown based on the bigger bird. The larger chickens are more efficient. They use less feed, and in the end, it's in the best interest of the producers. Now we're starting to see more interest on the other end of the spectrum. So you might be surprised. We can see a lot of chicken produced today over 9 pounds, just because there's such good yield there.
Why are we so obsessed with chicken sandwiches now? I mean, people have always liked them, but right now there's like the chicken sandwich wars. And I read some article somewhere where like McDonald's franchise owners are upset that, yeah, they have one, but they haven't perfected it yet. And they're looking at McDonald's corporate like, give us a better chicken sandwich. Everybody else has it.
Yeah, if you don't have a chicken sandwich on your menu today, you're missing out on a big opportunity. And it makes sense. We've heard for decades now that chicken is the more healthy option. Chicken has less fat, less calories. You know, some of these chicken sandwiches are fried and spicy and have mayonnaise. So I'm not sure whether the health and wellness
just feels
yeah,
really
works. They taste good though.
That well. But let the consumer decide. And as we've seen, many of our chicken customers at CoBank have, you know, worked to, you know, supply this market, and they've been caught by surprise at how many consumers want that chicken sandwich. And, you know, all we have to do is look at Chick-fil-A, who's had double-digit growth for decades. It kind of makes sense.
Will Sawyer, lead animal protein economist at CoBank.